Friends, for a second week in a row, the scripture readings at Mass are going to invite us to reflect on a Christian's relationship with wealth. Remember last week, we focused on Jesus' words, "You cannot serve God and mammon." And I had suggested that our relationship with wealth has implications for eternity. This week, our scripture readings are inviting us to focus on the people who chose to serve mammon. We hear examples of how mammon made some people inhuman. Today's readings warn us about the kind of people we should not become. On the contrary, today's readings are inviting us to develop what I'm calling a Christian character. To help us, today's readings are replete with imageries. You'll see a lot of very vivid images being proposed by Scripture. And I would like to use these imageries to draw out three practical implications from today's readings for us. So let us unleash the power of our imagination. Here's my first point. I want to talk about the scandal of riches. And I want you to imagine this for a moment. People lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches, eating lambs and calves set aside for the temple sacrifice, drinking wine from expensive bowls, and anointing themselves with the best oils. Can you picture that? This was the prophet Amos's way of describing the economic scandal of his time. People were exploiting others and indulging in luxury. Let me describe a modern day scandal. Today, 3 billionaires own as much wealth as the rest of the bottom of the population. So you know, you won't be surprised when last week the Census Bureau released a report which stated that the gap between the rich and the poor in the U.S. climbed to the highest level in more than 50 years. Also, income inequality in the U.S. expanded significantly from 2017 to 2018, led by a number of coastal states, including Florida, New York, California, and Connecticut. Now, just this data takes us back to our first reading from Amos. There are a few people who are living it up while a whole lot of people are struggling to make ends meet. Is there a good news in all of this? Yes. And the good news is that God takes sides. God hears the cry of the poor. God is the comfort of the poor and those struggling to live a dignified life. In my second point, I want to talk about the scandal of selfish obsession. Now here again, we have the imagery of the rich man and the poor man in the gospel reading to help us understand this. Try to picture this for a moment. A rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. Now, how did the poor man get so overlooked? Perhaps because this is how much the rich man was into himself, or perhaps because his obsession with wealth and riches had blinded him. Either way, it was a scandal. So there are questions we can ask ourselves today, isn't it? Why are there hungry people in our country? Now, do you know that both at Immaculate Conception School and at St. Helen's School, there are children who would be hungry during the weekend if the community did not care to send food with them? This is the United States of America, the largest economy in the world and the richest nation in the world. How did we get here? Do we not have enough to feed everybody? Or is it that those who have are too much into themselves? Or are our riches blinding us? The moral of Jesus' parable is applicable to every one of us, whether we are rich or not very rich. Folks, we can be so caught up with ourselves that we can become insensitive to the needs of the poor. We must be on the lookout because wealth and possessions have the power to blind us. Wealth can make us inhuman. And my third point, I want to talk about the kind of people that we are invited to become, because the first two points were about the kind of people we don't want to become. The point of this second reading in today's reading from 1 Timothy 6:11. The punchline for today's reading is, "But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness." Folks, as Christians, we may be rich or poor. However, our character, the kind of people that we are, must reveal a people who pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Not the opposite, selfishness and people who are into ourselves and don't care about other people. That's not us. The bigger point of today's readings is that a disciple is invited to live life from the perspective of eternity. The choices we make, whether it is in regard to wealth, riches, priorities, profession, faith, have eternal implications. Little did the rich man in the gospel reading know that Lazarus and he would have had to exchange places in eternity. If he did, he would not have lived the way he lived. And when he realized his fate, he wanted his relatives to know about it, lest they too end up where he was. Now, the rich man's relatives may or may not have known what the rich man wanted them to know, right? We don't know that. But forget about them. We know what is demanded of us. We know what is needed of us. Today's scriptures are telling us that we need to live keeping in mind the eternal implications of the choices we make. Let us live carefully then, pursuing righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. This indeed is the character of a Christian. Folks, for a second week in a row, the gospel acclamation today is, "Though our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor so that by his poverty you might become rich." In the Eucharist, Jesus, who is rich, becomes poor so that we might become rich. As Jesus enriches us, may our enrichment help other people's poverty. Amen.